we saw the people in the flight. There were about 10 individuals coming from, apparently what I understand now, coming from Guinea, Ghana, and Nigeria, because today is the Air Force holiday. So these individuals were coming to Liberia for that event. And so we saw them trying to scramble their way to the front of the airplane, and they were screaming in agony. People who were up ahead trying to go towards the airplane to see if they could break a window open, the airplane exploded in this big fire, just exploded. I think maybe the gas tank burst open, and it was just a big explosion.
Do you think there were any survivors after this explosion?
No, after the explosion, absolutely not. There were no survivor after the explosion at all. They were absolutely burned, and we watched as they took their bodies out of the airplane. They were all shredded into pieces after that explosion.
What type of plane was it?
It was a rather small airplane. Again, I'm not very technical in the sense to tell you the dimensions, but it was a small, almost like a small private plane.
Did it run into some kind of difficulties? Did it have an issue landing? Why did it crash, do you think?
It had an issue. Yes, they had an issue landing this morning. As I mentioned earlier, the dew, we live in the country, so the dew was very heavy. They were sort of in the clouds and couldn't find their way out of the clouds, and they could not find the landing strip at the airport. And so the dew just really overpowered the compass, they could tell that, but they couldn't see anything. And that was the cause of the tragedy.
What is the scene at the airport now?
UN ambulance, they're the Red Cross ambulance, they're the Liberian police, the United Nations military in Liberia. Everyone is on the field right now, as we are all the women of the town of Charlesville. We took today off to sort of work on our market project, and we've been sort of delayed as a result of that. But the area itself is being blocked off by the United Nations military in Liberia. It's called the UNMIL.
I imagine that you yourself and the other people in Charlesville are, I imagine, very shocked. How would you describe your feelings after seeing all of this?
This is the most horrific thing we've experienced since the Civil War in Liberia. And this is just bringing back a lot of memory now of horrible things such, you know, the bodies being pulled out of the wreckage. You know, I was here during the war, the early parts of the war. Seeing this today, it's just a lot of memory coming back of tragedy, severe tragedy. And we're all very shaking. We're all very just really broken right now. Extremely sympathetic towards the family whose relatives are on the plane. We are just, words cannot describe what we feel today. Just sympathy, severe sympathy. One of the wings of the airplane still stands in the town as the UN folks are trying to take everything out.